again, group. Welcome to my dungeon for our lovely game. Don't mind the incense or candles or anything. Just helps to set the mood. Now, the last time I left you off, you were planning on fighting a succubus, I believe it was. Well, that didn't go exactly as you had planned, if I remember correctly. So, I, this time, decided to try something different. It's a higher challenge rating, but I did have you all update your character sheets, so this should be a better start for the campaign. Now, let's start again by laying back and closing your eyes. No cell phones or other electronics. I want you to put them away. Turning them off would be better, but I know emergencies come up. Still, just sit comfortably and listen. You're heading back into a cave. This cave is not lit with any warm light, but it still feels warm and comfortable. You can hear whispering in your mind, telling you to carry on down the path. Every footfall down this dark hallway makes a soft crunching sound. The area of the cave smells earthy and musky. It smells more like sex the deeper you walk into the cave. After your first run-in with the succubus, you feel a bit more on your guard. But a soothing voice whispers in your mind, "Shh, just come, relax, keep moving, you're doing great, move forward." To relax and keep walking closer. Every step in your mind, every word that is said, just slowly leading you deeper into this cave. The cave is so dark. Your mind seems to be what is really leading you. Your mind carried on the haze of these words, falling deeper into this darkness, every step taking you further from the light of the world and leading you deeper into this completely enveloping darkness. The scent of sex is getting heavier as you take steps closer into this dark cavern, moving closer to the whispered words. Take a deep breath. Let the scent fill your lungs. Breathe it in. Slow and deep. Release the breath to release your control on the outside world. Deep breath in. Let this heady, sexy scent control your mind. And as you release that breath, release your waking mind and cling to the sexy darkness. As you let your mind be invaded by this voice, even further, you begin to hear a countdown. It's a soft whisper in your head, leading you closer to the sexy scent, filling the room and all of your senses. Your mind begins to feel a bit heady with arousal as the countdown starts. 10. You are slowly making your way closer, hero. 9. Your mind is slipping into the haze of my arousal. 8. You can almost see me now, kind hero. 7. Your steps quicken as your heart slows. 6, you find your arousal building from the scent in the air. 5, you can hear no outside distractions, just my words filling your mind. 4, so close now, hero, feeling your mind drifting on this haze. 3, falling further and deeper into this darkness. 2, your mind becoming my possession. 1, you're in my grasp now. You feel tendrils wrap around your wrists, and you feel tentacles slowly pressing against your form, slipping beneath your armor and pulling it off a piece at a time. The words are too deep in your head, and the sexy scent has taken away your fight. You can't seem to move as this creature slowly disrobes you. Your body is its plaything. Feel your body spread out by its reaching arms. The tentacles are brushing all along your extended body. You are unable to move. You even try to move, try to get away, but you can feel yourself stuck in place by the scent, by the impending pleasure. You can feel the tentacles leaving a soft trail of ooze over your body, with the whispering words in your ear. You have no issues giving over to this entity entirely. The tentacles make their way down your body. You feel one wrap around your cock and begin slowly slurping it into their wet maw. It is wet and slimy and seems to feel a bit like an aphrodisiac. It may be part of why this room smells like sex. You can feel the tentacle tugging on your cock, the goo sloshing on your member, your arms and legs still spread out wide as this illithid slowly sucks your cock, her mouth slurping as the tentacle caresses your cock and cradles your balls, sliding you deeper into her soaking maw. She sucks on you like a hot, wet hole, eagerly sucking and dripping with this euphoric feeling, drawing your pleasure up to an unimaginable extent. You feel your body becoming more sensitive as she slurps and sucks your cock. Her tentacle slurps and pumps your cock into her mouth, sliding her wet aphrodisiac goo over your cock as a free tentacle slips between your legs and teases your ass. This tentacle is soaked and seems to come from her mouth as well, sliding between your cheeks and slowly entering your ass. It is slender at first, but seems to grow to fill you immediately. You are in her mouth as her tentacle fills your ass, unable to move even the tiniest bit. The tentacle begins to fuck your ass, slowly at first, the ooze dripping from the tentacle into your ass as she continues to slurp and suck on your cock. You can feel your arousal increasing. You can feel your hips buck, your balls tighten. She's getting you close, and from being in your mind, She knows what your body needs. She lets her tentacles swell and brush against your prostate, fucking slowly against the prostate as she sucks your cock, bringing you up to a hard edge. Your legs tremble, hardly able to stand, as she sucks you harder. Deep greenish eyes glittering in the darkness of the room, looking up at you as she fucks your ass and sucks your cock in and out, slowly, her tentacle writhing over your cock and in your ass, filling you and playing with you, drawing you deeper, till you can feel your mind melting in this immense pleasure. The release is right there. You can feel it and hear her whisper, "Obey me and come now," in your mind. And you feel that urge, that need to release. You feel your balls tighten as your cock thickens in her mouth, the blood pulsing through your member as you reach your edge and feel yourself tumble over, your body trembling in extreme pleasure, your cum rushing out of your cock and into her mouth as she starts fucking your ass faster, pushing you fast over that edge of pleasure. She pulls away slowly as she feels your release. That seems to be all she required of you. She releases you, your binds cut, you are able to move. As you hear her whisper, "Pick up your clothing and find your way out," 10 steps behind you. You follow her directions. Just 10 steps and you'd be out and home and safe. 1, the scent of sex is already leaving your nostrils. 2, you can feel your body moving more on its own. 3, you can feel the haze beginning to drift from your mind. 4, you begin to remember your purpose for coming in this cave. 5, you begin to see the walls of the cave around you, the light pouring in from outside. 6, the outside noises begin to spill back into your mind. 7, you are unable to feel the pull of the mind flayer anymore. 8, you're almost out of the dark confines of the cave. 9, you begin to feel the chair planted beneath you. 10, wake up, open your eyes, and find yourself in the real world. So, guys, what do you think? I know illithids are not near as sexy as succubi, but I think this teaches you a lesson. The succubus made you play with yourself for her attention. The illithid played with you, just for your pleasure. Perhaps there will be more learning, or maybe just more fun, sexy adventures. Will you guys be back next week?